So by the year 2065, the area between Birmingham, Alabama, and Washington, D.C. is expected to be one continuous megalopolis by growing by over twice the current population that lives there. Now, development is problematic even under the best circumstances, but in this region, the clay subsoils can kind of create almost an impermeable surface once they're disturbed or compacted. Now, the people who make policy decisions don't really understand soil physics. So the objective of this research is to use soil physical parameters to help developers optimize soil natural potential to infiltrate stormwater. Essentially, we are distilling very complicated soil physics into a number between 0 and 1. So to do this, we generated a database of 135 Piedmont soil profiles. We put the hydraulic data from the A and BT surfaces into Hydrus 1D at 6 different depths between 0 and 50 centimeters of topsoil. We used Hydrus to generate the runoff number and simplified infiltration into an index between 0 and 1, infiltration divided by total rainfall. Then we put this into a regression equation based on the fill and spill hypothesis, namely the BT horizon will limit water and cause it to fill up and spill over. We put surface Ksat, subsurface Ksat, and the surface depth, as well as the interaction between subsurface and surface Ksat, because we believe these properties best describe the hydraulic phenomena in this region. Coupled with the site-specific information that they get before they develop, we can use this information to create aerial maps. And these aerial maps can be given to developers, and our scale is between 0 and 1. So this area here is closer to 0, which means that hardly any of the rainfall infiltrates. So if you were developing a site, you would put your building on there, or a parking lot, or if it's a lower area, maybe a water feature if you want to be all fancy. And then in these higher areas here, we put in our stormwater retention areas. We'll direct our parking lot offflow to these areas. So, in conclusion, soil depth and hydraulic conductivity really determine the infiltration potential in this rapidly growing region. We can use values between 0 and 1 to communicate very complex soil physical properties to developers so they can know the magic power of soil physics without having to study it. And we can have the developers strive to maintain water quality and optimize stormwater runoff in this region. Thank you. She asked about the spatial information that I got from this, where I got this data from. There was a field that's approximately 4 square kilometers that we called a potential development site, and we had this was from someone else's study, and they didn't use the Ksat data, and they just gave it to me to be able to use for this hypothetical situation. So we're hopefully going to be testing real Piedmont sources soon.
All that database that we use, how was Ksat measured?
So this database is based on the soil hydraulic properties and the soil physics Southeastern Group project that they did in the 60s and 70s, and they measured it in various sizes. So most of them were 7.5 inch or centimeter cores. So it was done in the lab and not in situ.
Then what is the, or do you know the spatial resolution of this aerial data?
This aerial data, there were 70 sampling locations from the entire site. So there was two side-by-side cores spread out from evenly in a grid pattern throughout this entire site.
With your hydrous funding simulations, how did you vary the antecedent moisture content, or how did you count that?
He asked about the hydrous antecedent moisture content, and what we did, there's more description in the poster, but what we did was we put the properties in from saturated and let it run for 15 days to try to simulate more what would be known as kind of a field capacity or baseline soil.
Any further questions?
So Web Soil Survey has existing guidelines and property maps for developers to kind of look at suitability indices. Have you compared your method with the results from Web Soil Survey?
He asked about the comparison between Web Soil Survey and our method. And it's not detailed in my poster at all, but from it was a different portion of my project. And part of what I ended up doing was the data that they put in the Web Soil Survey recommendation, the KSAT data that the NRCS uses, is based on a scientifically informed guesstimate. So we, based on the KSAT data that the NRCS provided, it over-predicted infiltration potential quite substantially because of the criteria that they used. So I have not gotten to the point of comparing this kind of mapping information with some of the other site suitability indexes. That's the next step that I take.
Maybe one more question?
So it actually correlates very well to topography. This red area is actually a lower point in the landscape, and the bluer parts are a higher point in the landscape. That was a different portion of our analysis. This data was collected before I got to NC State, so we also have water content measured repeatedly at the site. And based on some of our three-dimensional and four-dimensional space and time visualizations, it does look like it matches the site characteristics over the year pretty well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.